T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
Well, a happy post-July 4th Monday to you.
Benigno and Roberts here in the afternoon. Joe is on the golf course, and let me tell you something. I understand it's a first world problem. How the heck is he on the golf course in 95-degree weather when it's humid out? And I know what he would say.
Bro, I love it. This is fantastic.
I'm outside for about, I'd say, 5 minutes throwing water balloons around with my kid, and it is, I mean, it's not comfortable. And again, first world problem. I understand it. It's 95 degrees. It's humid. I'm sure many people are saying, isn't it better than when it's 15 degrees? And wouldn't it be worse if it was raining? I get all of that. It's all so totally true. I more think of Joe on this week off, because as you may have realized yet or not, Joe and I getting our vacations out of the way, hoping there'll actually be sports throughout the month of August, so we'll be on every day. That's the plan. That's why I'm taking one next week, too. But I think of Joe on the golf course right now, and I say, I would last 5 minutes. And that's what I did outside today. But if you are outside, be safe. Wear suntan lotion. We are broadcasting from the ever mobile and versatile Town Fair Tire Studio, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And hopefully everybody had a nice, healthy, celebratory 4th of July weekend. I think that we knew going into the potential start of a baseball season and a basketball season and a hockey season, we knew a few things would happen. And Joe and I were speculating on this all the way back in April. Number one, we knew guys would opt out. And we talked about that all the way back in April. Not sure who, but we figured, yeah, they're going to be baseball players if they make a deal. They're going to say, I don't want to do it. And I don't blame any of them. Okay, I don't even think that's a debate. Guy doesn't want to play baseball this year. I completely understand it. And over the weekend, that list continued to jump a little bit. This morning, Nick Markakis decided to opt out. Felix Hernandez decided to opt out. Yes, Felix Hernandez is still trying to play baseball. He was actually invited to Brave Camp and had a chance to be their fifth starter as he's trying to resurrect his career. But for health concerns, he's decided to opt out. And the big one was David Price. And David Price walking away from a lot of money to do so with a brand new team in the LA Dodgers. So I think we knew that going in and figured that would be a part of things. We also knew, unfortunately, guys were going to test positive for COVID-19. We knew that going in. The numbers started to come out on Friday. We've heard specific names if players have chosen to talk about it, and some have, a lot have. And so you knew that was going to happen. The one thing that's happening that shouldn't have happened, and I think maybe we weren't all predicting would happen, is the fact that today, which should be day 2, 3, 1, 4, kind of in that range of summer camp, are camps closing down because guys and teams are not getting their tests back quick enough. And that seems to be a problem around baseball right now, and that's a big problem. If they are going to have a season this year, and I say this every time I'm on, I've got a meter that goes up and down based on my confidence level. And on Saturday when Joe and I was on, were on, my confidence level was pretty high. Today, it's not that high. Why would it be high? How could it be high when the Washington Nationals are canceling practice today? And Mike Rizzo comes out forcefully and says, hey, we got to get these tests back quick. We can't be tested on a Friday and be sitting here on a Monday with no results. The Oakland A's have delayed their workouts potentially until tonight until they get tests back. That's a problem. The Houston Astros canceled practice today. That's a problem. Chris Bryant, who's a star in this sport, comes out and says, I wanted to, and I'm paraphrasing, I'll look for the exact quote, but in a paraphrasing way, said, I wanted to come back and play baseball, but right now I don't feel that safe. Well, that's a problem. And that's one of the big issues baseball is facing early on. Here's the quote from Chris Bryant. I wanted to play this year because I thought it would be safe. Honestly, I don't really feel that. Well, that's a problem. And obviously, baseball isn't doing this on purpose. Nobody's saying that. And, you know, Joe had mentioned a couple of weeks ago, remember, he revealed that I think it was Terry went for a COVID test, and like 3 weeks go by, he didn't get a result. So I get this is a problem everywhere. I had a COVID test early on in this process because I was sick, and I didn't know why I was sick. Maybe I had it, and it did take a while. So I understand for us as, you know, regular people, not professional athletes, we're running into the same problem. Get it? It's frustrating. But if you are going to bring a sport back, and I am hopeful that they're going to be able to pull this off, this can't happen. This needs to be fixed. It's a weird, weird dynamic we're all living in for obvious reasons because we're dealing with this virus every day. When it comes to a sports perspective over the weekend, a part of the time I'm fired up. You know, part of the time I'm flipping on the S Network and I'm going to MLB Network and I'm seeing clips on Twitter of guys working out. And man, of course it fires me up. I love this game. I can't wait, hopefully can't wait, until we're actually watching baseball. And nitpicking it by saying, well, there isn't going to be a crowd there, so that's not exciting. Who cares? I could care less now about a crowd being there. The most important thing are guys being safe, and it's being done in a good way. But I'm sitting there over the weekend, and every chance I'm, you know, seeing an update on how things are going. And the update concerning the tests and the virus, you lose confidence. But then you see, you know, Garrett Cole throwing and you get pumped up. And then you see an unfortunate incident at Yankee camp in which Giancarlo Stanton, of all people, hits a line drive that goes off the head of Masahiro Tanaka, as scary as you'll see. And luckily, Masahiro Tanaka's okay. Went to the hospital. They checked him out. A lot of the reports say he's acting like he would normally act. And hopefully things are okay. But it is a mild concussion. And that's concerning. So it's a weird weekend because I don't know if I should be fired up for the start of baseball because I don't know if it's going to happen. I just read now from Jim Salisbury that the Phillies are shutting down their workout. I don't know why. We're going to probably find out real soon, but that's concerning. And trust me, I know that undertaking this was always going to be huge and maybe very difficult to pull off, and maybe you would describe it as a long shot, and I get that, and I think that's why you mostly say if there's a baseball season, if there's a baseball season. But right now, as we sit here on Monday, July 6th, 4 hours away from when baseball is going to have a big TV show tonight, supposedly, where they're going to announce baseball schedules, I don't know what we're going to see. And a part of me starts thinking about the actual baseball aspect of things. I was thinking about Tanaka, and, well, if he has to miss a few starts, what should the Yankees do rotation-wise, and what their lineup's going to look like, and what teams have an advantage this year? Is it a team with a deep bullpen? Is it a team with a decent rotation? Well, what is it? And then 5 minutes later, I start thinking about it, thinking, I don't know if any of this is going to happen. I have no idea. I'll tell you, the Stanton thing, though, was frightening. And, of course, Giancarlo Stanton hits the baseball as hard as anybody. In all my years watching baseball, there's a couple of guys that jump out at me when you talk about just line drives off the bat. Stanton is one of them. Gary Sheffield was another. Oh, my goodness. He would punish a baseball. And it's frightening knowing how close you are to that as a starting pitcher. And we'll see these line drives, these comebackers hit starting pitchers throughout the year. And it's always scary. I mean, we always know it's a risk. It isn't something new. But to see what we saw on Saturday with a line drive. Was it Saturday or Sunday? I get my days confused now. But to see a screaming line drive just bouncing off of Tanaka the way it did was frightening. And I remember, you know, playing baseball. And trust me, I throw a lot softer than Tanaka, and the guys hitting would hit a lot softer than Giancarlo Stanton. But I got hit by a line drive off my ankle once, and it killed. It was so painful. Meanwhile, if Giancarlo's hitting at 116 miles an hour, and I think that was the guess James Paxton had, the one that hit me was like 40 miles an hour. It is a frightening thing. And luckily after that, the Yankees put up that L screen. I was surprised the L screen wasn't even up to begin with. But the most important thing is that Masahiro Tanaka's okay. And if he, you know, misses a few weeks, that is the least of your worry. The first worry you have when you see something like that is, my God, I hope he's all right. And he does appear to be okay. So you have that, which you almost want to think about the baseball aspect. And then you got the other aspect of the testing. Is it happening frequently enough? Are they getting the results back quick enough? And look, we got 30 baseball teams. So while right now everything seems great with the New York Yankees and the New York Mets in terms of how things are going, Brandon Nimmo was asked earlier today, and he basically said, I feel great. Jacob DeGrom in his Zoom meeting was saying how safe he feels. It feels like right now with the Mets and the Yankees, everything's been okay. But there are 30 baseball teams, and you need everything to be okay with every single team. You can't have these testing issues with the Oakland Athletics and the Washington Nationals and a bunch of teams. And it seems like it's a major, major problem baseball's got to figure out. And it is going to be awkward tonight. And who knows, it's still only 2 o'clock. I don't know what's going to develop between now and 6 o'clock. But I tell you, it feels kind of awkward celebrating the release of the baseball schedule on a day that's created as many questions as we have right now. And I guess over the last few months, as the negotiations were going on between the owners and the players, and that tended to be the main focus, it was difficult for all of us to imagine what this would look like. Summer camp, summer training, they're calling it summer camp. What it would look like in regards to the testing and the workouts and what would shut the sport down and what would shut workouts down. I think we were just all so distracted when talking about a potential baseball season by the whole labor thing. And obviously, this has always been the biggest challenge to having a baseball season. And right now, 2.5 weeks out, I don't know. No, the NBA is facing a big couple of days because they've done everything in phases. And in the next couple of days, NBA teams are going down to the bubble. That is a big benchmark for the NBA. And everybody's got to get down there. Hopefully everybody tests negative and we're good to go. And then teams start working out. And then you've got these scrimmages and there's still testing going on, which hopefully they can turn around incredibly quick. And who knows if we're going to get those scrimmages in a couple of weeks and those games soon after. So I want to be optimistic and I want to think about the Yankees and Mets chances, but today's been a rough one. Let's be honest. You pay attention to what's going on right now in baseball. It is feeling tenuous at best that we're going to have a baseball season. But we'll talk about it because I'm telling you, from moment to moment, and I think a lot of people are probably like this, from moment to moment, you go from, oh my God, this whole thing is going to fall apart, to, hey, what's going on with Jed Lowry? Or, hey, Yoenis Cespedes got a hit off Jacob DeGrom. How many games can he play this year? Or what would a Jacob DeGrom Cy Young look like? Or, is Giancarlo Stanton going to stay healthy, or who's going to replace Masahiro Tanaka in the rotation if he can't start the year? I go back and forth on it, man, like every 30 seconds.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.